Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More on the VFD, the Veterinary Feed Directive, with Brian Lubbers in just a moment.
In Oklahoma, there are those who drive pickups and those who understand that it's good to know someone who does. It's not some sort of status thing. We just all work hard at what we do and come together when we need to. Now that's what you call a good policy. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like fusarium and rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat seed and profits, the choice is clear. Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative.
In less than 6 months, we'll hit the official start of the Veterinary Feed Directive usage in this country, January 1 of 2017. Dr. Brian Lubbers from Kansas State joins us again today as we talk about what may happen as we hit January 1st and actually start all this process in motion for real.
There's a couple things that I think. First of all, I hope that the process doesn't cause logistical challenges that keep animals from really getting those drugs that need those drugs. So that's why I encourage people, start today, make sure you've got that in place. But the next part is, I really hope it doesn't change for a lot of us. And if that's true, that means we were using those drugs appropriately before, and we didn't have the regulatory hurdles that cause problems there. So my hope is we've been doing it right. This doesn't get in the way of to continue to do it right. And we're kind of where we are tomorrow, where we are today.
It seems like that with that relationship kind of formalized with this veterinary feed directive, that a veterinarian almost becomes responsible for making sure that producer toes the line or is following all the various rules, regs regarding any extra label uses of drugs.
Yeah, the veterinarian has always been responsible for extra label drug use. And certainly veterinarians aren't prosecuted when producers ignore their instructions, but the veterinarian certainly holds a lot of responsibility with extra label drug use. And we've seen it in the past when it comes to meat residues, that if the veterinarian is not responsible or it isn't accordingly prescribing extra label and it results in a residue, the veterinarian does hold some responsibility there too.
Dr. Lubbers says while the FDA has not put out an official form for each veterinarian to fill out, they're on their own to actually develop the form that works best for them, there is a specific number of items that have to be a part of every single veterinary feed directive that's written after the first of the year.
Yep, 17 different items have to be on the VFD. A lot of the basics that veterinarian's name, address, and phone number, client's name, address, and phone number, where the animals are located, how many, what drug in the feed, how much of it, there are things that you would think would need to be on there, cautionary statements, and then the veterinarian has to sign it. But that VFD is not valid, and the feed distributor won't fill it unless everything's complete.
Dr. Brian Lubbers of K-State, he came back around several times in our conversation with him that the key for producers right now is to establish that veterinary client-producer relationship sooner rather than later. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.